Cheers.
Cheers.
I hit my mic already.
It's all right. We're back.
Success.
We're back.
We are back.
Took a week off.
Because it was the holiday weekend and we were honoring the veterans. Thank you, everyone who has served.
And remember the ones that have fallen. That's what Memorial Day is.
Exactly. We wanted to honor living the life that we want intentionally while moving back out here. Yeah. And live and breathe what we preach. I think sometimes we like preach it and then we never like do it. Well, I know I do it and you do too. But true.
Yeah.
Well,
practice what you preach kind of thing.
Yeah, but you can't be on 100 24/7.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, and like let's be honest, if we don't have something that we can feel like we're going to fill other people's cups with and, you know, give them that boost that they need.
Yeah.
Well, then we're probably not going to do it, because why would we half-ass it, you know?
And I think about that when I'm in, like, meetings and stuff like that. If I have no value add to the conversation, I'm not going to say something to just say it. Right. Like, I want to be intentional about my words and who I influence, impact, empower, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, like...
We all know those people, maybe bosses or whatever, that... They just need to hear themselves talk or add something. So that way they can just say that
I had something to say in that meeting. Do you think it's that or they're super uncomfortable with silence?
Well, that's a good one too. Yeah.
Because sometimes people are so uncomfortable in silence with themselves and with other people that they feel like they have to fill that void in that room.
Granted, they're the people that can't meditate or just be still with themselves.
Can you meditate?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do the whole like mantra, like a monk meditation kind of thing.
No.
But, you know, I definitely allow my thoughts to come in and go out and try to organize my mind and, you know, me consciously be over my mind and allow what comes in and what goes out. And
I like that. Do you like file it? I think of like when you say organize, I'm like, we're filing different things in an organizational cabinet. Like my filing cabinet.
I've told you in the past that's what I do at night is.
Like when you close your eyes, that's what you do?
When I close my eyes, everything has a folder. And like I literally try to clear my mind by putting everything in folders like you would a filing cabinet at your desk. And then I shut that drawer for the night. And that's me shutting off my mind. And that's me organizing everything. And typically at that point, I go right to sleep because, you know, I cleared out my mind or, you know, any thoughts that do pop in, I'm aware of them. I either allow myself to think on them or I immediately erase them.
Yeah.
Delete. Control alt delete.
Control alt delete. No, I think that's really good. If someone is like starting out and like, they're like, I can't fall asleep or like, I want to like meditate or have my thoughts a little bit more organized. Having some kind of picture in your mind, like visualization, helps every situation.
Yep.
Like you need to visualize yourself actually running that race. You need to see yourself lifting that weight. Like you have to think about it before you actually do it in every situation.
Now to that, I've also tried implementing like breathing a little bit.
Yeah.
Like five counts in, five counts out kind of thing.
So we call it box breathing.
Sure.
Where you do actually four in, you think of like a box. So you go up in a line in a box, you breathe in for four and then out for four, in for four, out for four. And it's a box breathing.
Okay.
But in through your nose, out through your mouth. I need to stop like talking with my hands.
Yes.
I'm going to sit on my hands.
Well,
sitting on my hands, guys.
There's so many breathing techniques when it comes to like meditating and controlling your breath. And, you know, just I think what you just need to start doing is being aware of how you breathe. Are you a shallow breather? Are you a deep breather? Are you somebody that can like breathe out and then you pause and you don't breathe for a little bit and then you breathe in? Like, it's just one of those things where you do it habitually, right? Because, you know, you have to live. But you don't realize how you breathe until you start thinking about it. It's kind of trippy to like when you start doing it, you're like, oh no, have I always breathed this way? Do I breathe wrong? Like, is there a right way to breathe?
I let out like breaths all the time. Josh's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, no, I'm just getting the extra air out of my body.
And the other thing too is
like, I don't know. I just always do that. And he's like, are you something wrong? What's wrong?
Like I had it explained.
Did I do something?
This isn't even on our notes to talk about,
no.
But I had this explained visually. Like think about if you're throughout your day, when you're not exerting yourself, you're taking shallow breaths, right? And your lungs are pretty large. And so think about, you're only using like the top 2/5 mm-hmm. of your lung, right? With your normal everyday breathing, just working at your office, you know, whatever, around the house, watching TV, that kind of stuff. You're just using like 2/5 of your lung.
Mm-hmm.
But the remainder is still staying, like, kind of like, think of it like stagnant air or stale inside your lungs. So to take a deep breath in and then fully release, like try to push out all the air too inside your lungs, like flush and recirculate that air that goes in there.
That's what
and,
I do.
You'll feel really good. Like it's amazing when you,
I love it. I don't know. I'm a huge component to it because I think one, it helps circulate your body, blood flow, all that kind of stuff. But I think it helps you reset.
Sure.
If something is
fresh
not
oxygen.
Going well.
Right.
Like if you're in a valley and you're having trying times, like, you know, mortgage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe in through mm-hmm. your nose, out through your mouth, walk the heck away, and just come in with a different mindset and a different air capacity and in your lungs.
Yep.
Letting all that negative juju out.
I'm no scientist, but there's something taking that like stale, stagnant air out of your lungs. And that's, you could think of it, that's where you're holding all your negative energy. That's where you're holding a lot of your problems and your frustration. Like Krista said, you take that deep breath and you recirculate, reflush those lungs with new, fresh air, oxygen. Sure, there's some kind of medical reason why, like red blood cell count or something to do with oxygen, whatever, releasing endorphin, something. But you can literally take yourself from being at a level 10, ready to pop your top, to like maybe backing off to like a 6 or a 7 and then, you know, working your way, cooling yourself down from there. But at night I do it. I don't count sheep or anything like that, but I do the filing. I imagine myself filing away my thoughts and my problems and my concerns, you know, and my worries for the next day. Cause it's not, there's no use trying to worry yourself and have yourself on edge by going to bed. And then you wake up on edge because you're like, oh my God, like in panic mode. Cause you have this to do at work or you have this project, this presentation, whatever.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Your company is reorging and you don't know where your job is going to land and all that kind of stuff. I have had to practice this for the past, has it been 2 weeks already?
Almost.
Yeah. Almost 2 weeks of just not knowing my future.
Right.
You know, and that's, it's okay. Like at first it was like super scary. And like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to have a job. I'm not going to get this mortgage. I'm not going to do all this. Blah, 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 blah. But I like stop myself. I'm like, okay, what do I have? Like, I think a lot of the times we focus on like, oh, like this bad thing is going to happen. Okay. But what do you have? What could happen?
Yeah. But you're also allowing your mind to write a story that didn't even exist yet.
Oh, yeah. Because I tell myself, I'm like, oh, I'm writing this story that doesn't exist because I'm prepping myself.
Yeah.
It's crap. Yeah. I tell myself that as a lie to like, that's why I am writing that story.
Right.
It's just my excuse.
Because we all know who's in charge of the life. So.
God is in charge.
Absolutely.
And just a sidebar. So we went to church this morning, per usual. It's a Sunday. And the pastor, I really love this. And we can go into the topic as well.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
But his sermon was on to daylight from midnight.
No, from midnight to daylight. Yep.
There we go. I had it flipped. But I have a bracelet on from that. So whatever midnight I am going through, I know there is daylight to come.
That's right.
So I'm just putting that out there if anyone else needed to hear that today, because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one.
And the other thing I really love too is when we go through life and we have shadows of fear, shadows of doubt, remember, shadows are caused because there's a source of light. Sometimes we just maybe need to turn around and look for that source of light.
Yeah. I say every single time I sign off my classes, go ahead and be the light.
That's right.
You got to be the light in this world. And I know every single person that takes my class is the light for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Preach. Preach. Okay, your topic, because you really want to talk about it, and I've wrote something down too. So
good. It's not that I really wanted to talk about it. You just dumped the idea of topics on me.
I do. I go, okay, Josh, I'm brain dead from work and teaching. You come up with a topic.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't have my own life. But I know, anyway. Right?
What? You don't?
No, live for this podcast.
I will run it next week. How about that?
Yeah. Talk about lady hormones next week.
That sounds great.
All right.
Cycle syncing. Let's do it.
You won't hear from me until the beginning and end. All right. So might be a little glitchy there. Sorry about that. But it is.
Our mics like to do really wonderful things. Yeah. So
I think a new computer is in our future here.
Computer and a camera. Anyways, go ahead.
June. So June, yay! 6 month of the year. That means we're halfway through. So we talked about doing goal setting and things like that come the new year. Mm-hmm. But we also talked about how we should be continually setting new goals and refreshing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to just touch on, it's halfway through the year.
Yeah.
Where are we at mid-year?
Ooh.
You know, how's your walk going with yourself?
Okay.
How are you doing with your, you know, whatever goals or plans you have set out before you? Mm-hmm. How are you doing with, you know, plugging more into, you know, personal development?
Ooh, okay.
You know, how are there things that you're getting accomplished? Is there things that, you know, you've already taken off your vision board and maybe replaced? Is there long-term goals that you're a certain percentage complete with it, or you're making strides towards that? Or
interesting.
On the flip side of all that, you know, are we still stuck in our old ways?
Hmm.
You know, are we still letting fear and conflict and friction and laziness kind of run our lives, and we're just staying complacent, you know, and we're letting all that stuff kind of hold us back? You know, we're all human. I find myself kind of slipping back in the old ways all the time, right? Because it's, you know, 30 something years that we have to reprogram.
Yeah, it's habitual. You can't just flip a switch and be like, I'm a new person. No, it takes time. Just like it took time to get there, it's going to take time to get out of that situation.
Right. And I still make excuses for myself. I still hold myself back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's new habits, new things I'm trying to adopt to get out of that. You know, I still find myself sometimes searching. And this is going to be a little touchy because what this podcast is supposed to be. But I wanted to kind of talk about motivation. Because motivation is fleeting, right? It's there temporarily.
And we've talked about that.
Right? It's like nitrous. It helps you get off the line a little bit. It gives you that boost. But if it's not turned into a habit and you're not living it and you're not, you know, replicating it in your life, or you're not continually doing it, you're good for a little bit, and then I need to seek more motivation, or I need this. I've slipped back and I need to, you know, it's there as a tool. But what we really need to be doing is, you know, let's use working out and exercise for an example. Yeah, I used to watch like a lot of lifting videos and all that kind of stuff to get motivated to go to the gym. But now it has turned into, it's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my day is not complete unless I've done some kind of physical activity or I've worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hardly watch any kind of video like that now for motivation, because it is just ingrained in me. It's in my DNA that I put on some good tunes or whatever when I go work out. But, you know, I don't need that motivation because I'm my own motivation. Then I set goals within that and I hold myself accountable.
Mm. Okay.
So I kind of wanted to talk about, are some of your things that you've had on your vision board that, you know, you're going to start doing as motivation, are they turning into habits yet?
Yeah.
I think we've had 6 months. If you've done them daily, it's probably becoming something where it's just part of the routine now.
Yep.
It's just, you don't even have to, you know, check in with yourself. You're just second nature, just doing it.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel that a lot. And like when I usually do like check-ins on my birthdays, because that for me is a great point to be like, okay, my year is done. What am I going to do? And then of course I check in June as well, because I'm like, okay, am I sticking to my mind, body, spirit goals? I set 3 goals now, nothing more, nothing less, like, well, maybe a little bit more, but those are my intentional ones, and they have to fit into those categories of like, okay, I should be at X, Y, and Z. Do I have to, you know, take a casual or intentional walk to the finish line, or do I have to like sprint and be a barrel roll? Mm-hmm. Like, it should be evenly dispersed throughout the whole year. You shouldn't have to like be like running to the finish line. You shouldn't have to sprint to the finish line. It should just be a, like, I think of just like you said, how's your walk going? But like, I think of, you shouldn't have to run sprint or like take a stroll down the park. You should have a constant jog throughout your whole year in order to get to your goals, because that is what is going to be long lasting mm-hmm. when we're going throughout the year.
Like, it's a marathon.
Yes, it is a marathon. It is not a race.
Because also that marathon might be a couple steps backwards too. Yeah. Might have some hurdles, might have some, yeah. right, some things that you didn't anticipate happening. So
if you consistently jog throughout the whole year, you're going to hit your goals. I see it so often, like beginning of the year, I'm going to absolutely kill it for the first 6 months. And like, I'm going to lose X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to like work out every day. I'm going to kill myself. Like, that's not sustainable at all. And I'm not like, I'm not a drill sergeant, and I'm not like this frou-frou like person that's going to like be, oh, it's okay if you didn't hit your goals. I'm like in between type of coach of like, you don't have to sprint at all, because one, you miss all of the whole journey. You have no appreciation for the full year, and you're not like enjoying every little moment. Like, that's what I think of when this topic comes up.
Okay.
It's probably completely different than yours, and that's okay.
No, I mean, I just wanted to touch on those things because sometimes we allow fear or excuses yeah. to creep back in, and they hold us back from reaching our goals.
Mm-hmm.
So we're halfway through now. I mean, like Krista said, did you start off the year strong?
Yeah.
Were you in the right trajectory to hit those? But then all of a sudden, you know, maybe you got scared, or you hit your first roadblock, you had some friction, and then you allow, like, you're like, oh, well, I don't know. I tried reaching out to two or three different people, or maybe my weight didn't come off for 1 week. So I got frustrated. And then we went out to dinner to celebrate this. And, you know, I just went off the rails, but never got back on, kind of thing.
Yeah. So what is the first holiday in the year? Do you know?
Valentine's Day.
Well, that's like a Hallmark holiday. You should love your partner, like, and your friends.
March.
Easter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easter. Yeah. That's typically whatever the first holiday that you celebrate in the beginning of the year, it's a make or break.
Mm-hmm. Can you get through it?
If you like, you were good for January, and then February with like Valentine's Day, you had like chocolate and wine that night, went out to dinner and like whatever. Did you get back on, or did you fall right down into the same patterns before? And like, there's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself. It's what do you do after the fact?
But also too, so to that point,
yeah.
June, usually this is now summertime. So yeah. people start taking vacations. Kids are off from school, all yeah. that kind of stuff. Your routine that you've developed between January and now may have, okay, it's going to have to change. Kids are home.
Yeah.
Or we're going to go to Florida for vacation, or we're going to travel. You got to flex with it. Right. Like, how can I still incorporate my daily workout? How yep. can I still incorporate me eating, you know, well,
nutritious foods while also enjoying your life?
Right. I get it. You know, or you take that time to recharge the batteries and enjoy your family, enjoy your time.
Yeah.
You know, still watch what you eat, but yeah, have those drinks, live, you know what, mm-hmm. have that dessert maybe once when you're out for dinner, and live life. Like, we're not saying, you know, don't.
Yeah.
But understand that, okay, this is maybe a momentary pause, or can I wake up early before everyone else and say, I'm envisioning right now a Florida vacation, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up before everyone else, like an hour or two early, and I'm going to go walk the beach, or I'm going to go run the beach, or yeah. something like that. hotel may have a gym.
Yeah.
Go work out maybe two or three times while you're there. Not every day, but you know, mm-hmm. you're still on it. You're still making an effort because your body is going to appreciate it, but also mentally, okay, I wasn't a lazy sack of crap that just gorged myself for 7 days, right?
So I'm like kind of with you, but like I have this hard rule. Like when we went to Punta Cana, we did not work out. And because I knew that I was going to be more active than normal with like zip lining and hiking and like all the water, like attractions. Wow, Krista, I haven't drank that much, I promise. I knew I was going to be more active in that, that I was just watching what I was eating. And that is pretty much a quote unquote workout.
Yeah.
Because you're still working out just in a different fashion. So I think of it that way of like, okay, I know I'm at least hitting 10,000 steps a day. I may not be like doing Zumba or doing like HIIT or the normal like lifting sessions, but I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z. I'm going to enjoy myself with moderation and try all these new foods. Usually when I go on vacation, I lose weight.
Yeah.
So I think because the stress leaves my body and that's about it. And I like enjoy myself.
Right.
But like, I'm not gorging.
Like, also too, I don't normally eat as much on, like, not that I don't eat as much, but like I only eat like twice a day when I'm on vacation.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I sleep in, I have like a brunch kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then usually just have a dinner and then that's it. Yep. You know, we're usually so busy throughout the day that I'm not getting my snacks in like I should or whatever. And
yeah.
It's okay. And that's typically how I lose weight because I'm just calorically not taking in. It's not a healthy thing.
No, but
I make up for it in the alcohol.
Take another sip. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else on your list here that you wanted to kind of touch on before we sign off?
Yeah. I want this topic.
Cool.
You ready for this? So we talk about recharging your batteries. Talk about
the
analogy of fuel tank, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like empty your tank or cup.
Whatever. Why do you keep looking out the window?
Because it's beautiful outside.
Okay. You want to go outside and have a drink?
It's hot as hell. So here's that long pause you talked about.
Way to go.
I just did it. Son of a gun.
So I am my own worst critic. So I listened to our podcast and I was like, there's a couple things that we can work on. So
I pause because I have a hard time collecting my thoughts sometimes.
I mean, so do I, but we can fill that void. But you were talking about recharging your batteries and stuff like that.
Yeah. So winners, successful people that are doing well in life.
Yeah.
They complete their day on zero every day. And I know you're probably going to have a little struggle with this, but
okay.
You recharge, you know, you're fueling yourself throughout the day with your meals correctly. You're getting an ample amount of sleep. The next morning you should wake up fully recharged.
Yeah.
And then you go to, and you execute at 110% all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You kill it being a mommy, being a daddy, at your job, working out, all that. Every avenue you're giving 100% and you should be going to bed nearly on E.
Yes.
A lot of people have a lot in the reserves. They go to bed maybe only using 40%, 50%, 60% of their battery, right? And the argument is, well, that's unhealthy. You're going to drain yourself each and every day. Yeah, but being lazy, being overweight, being non-successful in your life is also unhealthy too.
And a detriment to your overall life and health.
Right. Like you're just, you know, quote unquote, reserving or not executing at a high level.
Well, talk about phones. They say not to, like, your phone should deplete down to 0% often in order for it to recharge properly.
Right.
And it shouldn't be on the charger at 100% all the time.
Right.
It's like our bodies. No, I'm with you on this one. I 100% agree because the end of the night, I usually have nothing left.
Yeah, we are fully exhausted.
Like,
and
at
if,
all.
If we go to bed and you have those thoughts, we've all been there where you're laying in bed and it's 9:30, 10 o'clock, and you're like, crap, I'm not tired. Or I still feel like, you know, I got some energy in me.
It could be the pre-workout.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we've all had those thoughts where you're like, man, last night I closed my eyes and was out.
Yep.
You know, I love those types of nights because I know I gave myself 100%.
It's usually every night for me.
Yeah. And that's how we kind of live. But don't you feel like your mental clarity is on point? Like you're in everything you do throughout the day, you're giving it.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I understand that by 9 o'clock, I'm going to bed for eight hours. And that's when I'll rest. That's when my brain will recharge.
Hands down.
Some people just go through the day lazy and they just, you know what I mean? And
I'm just going to lay on the couch today.
Yeah. And
okay. A body at rest will stay at rest.
But
so,
you wonder, you know, but then they want to use that excuse of, isn't it unhealthy to always, you know, exert yourself to deplete every day?
Like,
No.
It's really not.
I always joke, when I die, I'm giving God a well-used up body.
Yes, I want to use this to its max capacity.
I want it to be worn out.
Yes.
It's like a car. Like, I'm not trading in a new model. This thing's going to be an old jalopy held back with duct tape.
Don't trade me in.
No.
We already had this conversation. Yeah.
But I just wanted to bring that topic up because if you catch yourself and it's a daily habit, or I don't want to use the word habit, daily, you're acknowledging it daily before you go to bed that I'm not really tired, or, you know, wow, I still feel like I have energy. Maybe I should have done this today or that today.
I think just having reflection at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're saying. Just, did I give it my all? Do I still have energy left? What can I do tomorrow to fully exert myself?
But you'll also see too that as you give yourself 100% each day and you get exhausted, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how the body is and how resilient the human body and brain can be, because you'll get to a certain level where you're not.
Yeah.
And then you start pushing it a little bit more and you get more done throughout the day. You start waking up a little bit earlier and you start doing a workout, you know, an extra half hour of working out. Or you now work out in the morning and then go take a half hour, 2 mile walk at night. And
are you talking about yourself?
Yeah. Right? Like waking up at 4:15 every morning and I go work out in the garage and then I go to work.
One, I am so proud of you waking up that early and working out before work. I am also proud of myself for waking up at 4:30, 5 o'clock every day, because I start work at 6 a.m. everyone. So I can wake up early and work out with you once we get into the new house and we have more room, because we only have like a 4x4 right now.
Yeah, it's tight.
It's pitiful. Like, there's absolutely no way that I can fit in there with you.
No, it's a single single hitter.
But I'm proud of you for waking up and doing that, because intentionally we knew when we moved back out to Arizona, we wanted to spend more time together.
And
I'm done teaching my classes by 4:30, and we go out to dinners if we want to.
Mm-hmm. Or we do walks. Yeah. We went from having maybe an hour and a half or so together at nights to now having like 4+ hours together at nights before bed.
It's pretty awesome.
And also too, like, we carry that habit. We don't just make the excuse because it's the weekend. We've gotten into a habit now where that schedule carries over into the weekend.
Yeah.
And we oftentimes now on Saturdays, we'll go out and do things or whatever. And it's literally 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning.
We've completed
our whole like honey-do list for the day. And we're looking at each other like, well, what do you want to do now? Because
I know
it's so early. And
yesterday, prime example, we went up to the house and checked in on it. Then we, what else did we do after that? We just went to the grocery store.
No, we went shopping, look for furniture.
Oh yeah. We went furniture shopping and then walked around a little bit so I can at least get 10,000 steps in. And then we went grocery shopping.
Got boba.
Oh, I love me some boba. And then we came home and it was like 11 o'clock and I'm like, okay, what now?
Yeah.
Like, what? We don't have anything to do.
Think about, some people are still sleeping and that's when they're waking up because they were out to 2-3 o'clock in the morning partying, raging on. And you're telling me that they're going to be successful? I'm just saying. I'm not here to judge, but I'm just saying that that's not in the cards for somebody who's going to be great in life.
Yeah. It's nice to watch the sunrise and the sunset. I will say that. Yeah. Most people can only watch the sunset.
Yep.
Where I think of the sunrise as it's a brand new day.
That's it.
What can I do? But so Josh works out in the morning. I grab my coffee and my breakfast and I go outside and I read with Mickey. Sometimes it's a little cold. Cold. 75. One morning it was 65. Okay. But it's all about you. What works for you and how you want to start your day. But I think that exhausting yourself and giving that 100% in everything is going to help you be successful and help you jog through it, not sprint to the finish line of this year, jog through everything so you can hit your goals. And so it can be sustainable. Like you talked about motivation, it's not always going to be there. And it becomes like a habit, rather, with like working out and stuff like that. Like you don't need that motivation. If you're jogging, it's going to become a habit. And then come next year, you're going to be ahead of the game with everything, right, as long as it is sustaining. So.
Yeah. And I really started living by that whole, we have 24 hours in a day. You want to break that down. That's 3 8-hour segments.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? We all have that same time because time's the most precious thing ever.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that time?
Yeah.
So I've decided 8 hours is for sleep. Boom, knock that off. 8 hours is for work. Boom, knock that off. Can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to pay the bills. You know what I mean? But that additional 8 hours that I have for me time, family time, you time.
So right? You work out for an hour.
I don't know how exactly all breaks down. Let's, Kristen, you're putting me on the spot.
Drive
now.
For an hour. I'm going to think about it. Go ahead. But he's rolling his eyes at me.
Because I think I start work at 7 o'clock. So I give myself 3 hours in the morning to do my morning routine and work out and all that kind of stuff. And then the additional 5 hours is at night. You know, when I come home from work.
Driving.
Yeah. There's commute time in there and stuff that's unaccounted for. So say additional 4 hours at night.
Yeah.
I now get to spend with you where I didn't have that before. And our relationship is growing stronger because of it. And we're getting to plug in more into our Bible studies and all that that we've been wanting to do. And, you know, so you start to put things in priority, you know, in what's important to you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be intentional about it because you have to take action because all this other stuff, like all, you can have that vision board. You can look at it all day. You can tag all the sticky notes all over the place that you want and say all the little phrases to yourself. But if you're not intentional about it.
Yep.
None of that means anything.
Mm-mm.
Because if you don't take those practices in your daily life and you don't execute on them, you don't go into work and stand up for yourself or show up and make yourself valuable. And, you know, I also heard something else. I know we're getting a little long-winded here.
Just you, not me. Another eye roll. I love you.
But think about this, people. It was an Instagram post or something. It is easier to make an extra $10,000 than it is to save $10,000. Too many people put themselves in a box where they think, oh, I'm in this certain status with my job and wages and everything. So if I want, I don't know, a new couch or put a down payment on a car or something like that, I have to rearrange my finances of what I currently have in order to make that happen. No, why don't you go out, kick ass at your job, maybe show that you're a valuable player. You'll get a promotion. You'll get a $20,000-$30,000 raise.
Mm-hmm.
There's your 10 grand. You didn't have to do anything with your current status. You just added on to. Go get a side hustle. Start a business. Do something, right? Invest in the something. Make your money work for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it's a lot easier to make 10,000 than it is to try to save 10,000. Because let's be honest, with the way things are in society and the world today,
inflation is son of a gun.
A lot of us live, right? You know, you're kind of not paycheck to paycheck, but like you don't have, you know, that extra $1,000 a month to save, to put it away, because everything just keeps raising. You know, it's ridiculous.
Gas prices did drop
a little bit.
Un poquito.
Yeah. But, you know, it's way easier to show up, mm-hmm. show out, turn everything that we talk into a routine,
mm-hmm.
into a habit, execute, make sure that you're drained by the end of the day, and get that money mm-hmm. instead of trying to save that money.
Yeah. And I think too, like, if people are like, well, I just don't know how to like make that money, I think that can be a different podcast. Because there's so many different ways, and if you have
excuses,
if you have one thing that you love,
yeah,
like, I'm just throwing this out there. Say you love making
clay pots.
Yeah, you can sell them on Etsy. Yeah, Etsy gets a fraction of it, but you can use your talents to help you make money.
Or find a local, like, farmer's flea market, set up a stand. It takes a table and a tent that you'll buy at Walmart.
Yeah.
Or find a local business that's willing to take your product
and you start selling it to them.
Yeah. Negotiate. Say, like, okay, you get 10% of sales, whatever.
Yeah. I think that's something that most people don't think of, and they undermine their talents for sure.
Right, because they think that they have to do it top to bottom, be fully vertically integrated in order to be profitable.
No.
Do what you do.
Messy action gets results.
Be intentional. But also do what you do. You make the pots. You're the artist, right?
Do that. Hire someone else.
Hire somebody else, but, like, you know, source how to sell it.
Yeah.
Or where to sell it. Don't think you have to be the one shipping boxes out of your house.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Screw that. I ain't doing that.
Uh-uh. No way. Just kidding. We sell merchandise, and I'm slacking, and I still didn't ship out someone's shirt.
That's all right.
I apologize for you who's listening.
Get on in.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm good on every front. Okay. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
We appreciate you sticking by. We're almost at 100, and I'm super excited.
15 more.
Yeah. Maybe at the 100, we'll have like an actual YouTube channel. That would be fun. Right. I know.
Maybe we'll actually like have a guest on our 100th episode.
Well, there is one person that wants to be a guest.
Ooh.
So I will make sure, maybe that's the 100th podcast.
Would be fun.
Or
even
know.
Sooner. Screw it. Who cares?
Or sooner. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Wonderful. All right. Well,
maybe the 100th episode will just be us doing like armpit farts for like 10 minutes straight.
We played Exploding Kittens yesterday.
It's a card game. It's at the rental. We were super bored yesterday.
Yeah.
And
it's too hot to go outside and do things. So,
like I said, we were done everything by 11 o'clock. Yeah. So it was free time. We got to choose what we did.
Yeah.
Played Exploding Kittens.
I want to play it again.
Oh, we will.
Okay, cool.
Spank away. I won once, guys.
Yeah, I won twice. Josh won once.
Stakes were high.
I appreciate everyone that has
I left with only my socks.
By in all of these episodes. If you want to know more, want to see more of what's going on, Peak Driven Designs is actually coming out of home interiors and styling. So I'm excited for that. As we go through our house, we're going to be sharing everything. We, as in me. Okay. Let's just make sure.
I'll be building stuff.
Yes. Josh is the handyman. I am the design person. So just thank you for all the support through everything that we want to do. And we go for it. And I hope you do too. So y'all, that's it. It's a wrap. Go ahead and be the light.
All right. Love y'all. God bless.